we're going to talk now about the future of broadcasting in this country, and in that context, the future of RTE and how it is funded and how it does its work and the need for reform and all of those sort of things, because that was to the centre of the launch yesterday afternoon of the Oireachtas Media Committee's report into the future of broadcasting in this country. And one of the main recommendations, the one that's getting most attention this morning, is the recommendation from that report that the TV licence fee should be abolished. The committee have, or the report, the future business model plans and long-term vision for the media sector, has 29 recommendations, including one that RTE should be funded through the Exchequer. The committee's headline recommendation in this report is the abolition of television's licence fee. The committee's agreed recommendations instead for the Exchequer funding managed by the Media Commission on Commission na mBan. The committee recommends multi-annual funding to public service media entities, not just RTE, on the basis of corresponding multi-annual strategies and performance commitments, it added. Now, committee chair Deputy Neil Smith said the report on funding the TV licence is timely. The recommendations of the future media commission represent potential for a reimagining of Ireland's media sector to the benefit of all stakeholders and to equip the sector to navigate the ever-changing landscape and how we consume news and information. And the committee's decision to examine this topic proved prescient when the now familiar saga of governance failings on the part of RTE came to light last summer. The central theme of this report's recommendations is a generational reform of the funding model for public service media. And Deputy Smith went on to say it's important to note this report's recommendations are aimed not only at the major public broadcasters, but to local, independent and community media across all platforms. With me on the line to talk about this is a member of that committee, Deputy Brendan Griffin. Deputy Griffin, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry. Good morning to everyone listening.
Okay, there's a lot more than just the licence fee dealt with here. I know a lot of work has gone into it and many hours of debates and discussion and reading and analysing by yourself and the other members of the committee. So I don't want to boil it all down to one thing, but we'll just have to talk about it in that element. Are you, and Neil Smith herself says she wouldn't be in agreement with the recommendation of that recommendation of the report. Are you in agreement? Are you Exchequer funding, or are you some form of a licence charge needs to be kept?
Yeah, Jerry, I was one of the members of the committee who actually voted against that recommendation. So on the day there was a vote taken, only 8 members were present on the day, and the vote was taken and the result was 5-3. 5 people voted for full Exchequer funding and 3 people voted for the retention of some form of a levy or some form of a licence. So I was one of those 3. I think that it's, from speaking to most people around the constituency and nationwide, particularly over the last 12 months since the RTE scandals broke, most people are willing to pay some form of a licence fee or something that equates to the licence fee. Now, what most people have said to me is nothing more than what they're currently paying, but they're glad to pay it if it guarantees quality media and if it guarantees reliable news. So that was the outcome in the committee. But look, it is just a recommendation at the end of the day, but it is there are differing views on the committee, so it wouldn't represent a unanimous view at all. But I suppose it was always going to be the headline coming out of the report from yesterday. It's a 67-page report, which isn't that much when you consider all the discussion and all of the research and all of the hearings that we've had over the last few years on this, and there are 29 recommendations then across a number of issues. But that's the funding one. For me personally, look, I think you know well from the times I've been on here with you, like, how important I feel investment in news is related absolutely to the health of our democracy and the strength of our democracy into the future. So my view is that the income that's brought in from what is currently the licence fee is a very, very handy and accessible couple of €100 million to put into media.
Yeah, €130 million, I think. And just on that question, and Pascal Donoghue, who is against also this idea of Exchequer funding, says, look, if you take away the licence fee, I'm going to have to find €130 million extra from somewhere else every year.
Yeah, like, it has to be paid for somehow. So there is a funding stream there at the moment. It's not perfect. It has been damaged, as we know, from the scandals. There's been a significant loss of, I think it's 30 million now in the full 12 months since this week last year when when the license fee renewals started to fall off drastically. But at the same time, as I said, look, most people have said to me they're glad to pay it. It represents only a fraction as well, for example, of what people might pay on Sky subscriptions or other subscriptions every year. But people are happy to pay it if they're going to get quality content. And again, what I'm looking for is an expansion of how the money generated is spent, not just on the likes of RT, but on the likes of regional broadcasters and the reliable news sources that we need in communities. Because right now we're at a stage, I think, in the world where people find it very hard to distinguish between the truth and lies on social media and through the other platforms. So it's never been as important. And I think if you have some form of a license fee, also then as well with significant investment directly from the taxpayer, you have the best of both worlds, and that would be my view on this. But I'm sure, look, when the decision is being made at government level over the next number of weeks, the report will be taken into consideration, of course, but I don't think it's certainly not binding, and it's not going to determine the outcome. But and I think also as well, I mean, I pointed out to Pascal Donoghue last night during our parliamentary party meeting that this was a view of the committee members present on the day. It wasn't a unanimous view, and it's there are differing views on it.
Yeah, okay. And on that wider question then, and one of the recommendations, you're recommending that the license fee or any alternative funding mechanism that may be implemented following the report of the Working Group on Television License Fee Reform, that it would be made available on a small percentage of funding would be made available on a contestable basis to community and regional media providers in Ireland for both new and existing content. Is that a question of funding public service broadcasting on all broadcasters that do it?
Yeah, I mean, it is. I mean, in terms of reliable broadcasters and people who have track records in terms of bringing quality news and current affairs programming in particular, but not just that, cultural content as well. But it's so important, because what we're starting to see now is particularly in terms of the misinformation that's out there on a macro level in terms of the global stuff that's happening, but we're starting to see that permeate down now to local level as well. So I think it's really, really important. The role of local broadcasters is so, so important now to try to analyse that type of information that's out there now in communities, and to bring people the real truth about what's going on, and to investigate and to interrogate misinformation that's out there at a community level. And that is a massive threat, I would say, to the strength of our democracy at local and national level. So I think that's very timely that there would be such a fund, and that it would be competitive, and that it would reward those broadcasters that are doing the work that's in the public interest. So I think that's something that's very positive. But there's a lot in there as well about the digital transformation, and also the Irish language and cultural content.
You want to use Irish language radio station, a license set up for that, is that right?
That's right, yeah. And
could that be done by Radio na Gaeltachta, or you need a more specific station which is aimed at younger people and not the catch-all that might be trying to serve?
Yeah, I think there's an emphasis there on the youth side. But again, look, I mean, these recommendations are just broad findings from a number of diverse views on the committee. It's not representative of everybody's view or everybody's priority view. It tried to encapsulate everything, but as I said, it was reduced to 67 pages. And if you think about the number of hours that we've had in that committee, I mean, I spent a good portion of the last year and a half down in that committee room going over all this. So actually, to bring it all down from all the members down to 67 pages, it really, I suppose, is only just scraping the surface, I suppose, in terms of what is needed to be done and all the discussions that we've had. But I think it gives the if you were to ask me in one line, what's the main thrust of this report? What is it saying? What's the main theme? It's investment. It's putting money into reliable media. I suppose that sums it up, Gerry, in one line.
You also want major change at RTE, and you're recommending the minister would furnish ye with an update report at the earliest opportunity detailing all changes implemented or planned at RTE for major reform following all the governance failures.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's huge change needed there. What we know now from all of the hearings we've had over the last 12 months, it's literally this week last year, it all really kind of kicked off. What we know is that there were massive governance failures. They need to be improved. In my opinion, they haven't got there yet. There's a lot of work to be done after the meeting we had Tuesday night. I still feel there's a lot of work to be done at RTE in terms of improving governance issues. But there has to be greater accountability. When I ask certain questions, for example, in the Oireachtas about events at RTE, to the minister, understanding orders, actually, I get a letter back to say that it's not the responsibility of the minister, it's a matter of RTE. So you therefore have to go to RTE to get the answers, and it's at the discretion of RTE whether they're on to give you answers. Yeah. Now, that's not the type of accountability I think that we should have from the national broadcaster.
So that definitely needs to change, Brendan. In the time that's left, you're talking about a content levy for Irish content. Is that a content on Netflix and co, Disney and everyone else, streaming services?
Yeah, that's my understanding from the inclusion of that is that it was from the big players such as Netflix or Disney Plus, you know, these ones. So it's an interesting concept. I mean, certainly what a lot of independent producers will tell you that one of the big barriers they have is actually just getting funding and being able to produce their projects. So that's the general kind of team behind that is that these huge
making major profits here, that they give some of it over to support local industry.
Exactly, and these are people who receive more from households than the TV license would cost every year in most cases, and therefore it's a case of then they should pay their way as well and chip in a little bit as well. So that's what that's about. And again, it would be a very valuable funding stream for small independent producers, and just in terms of it proportionately, it would be really important for those small producers. Any amount of money that would be available to them is hugely important.
Yeah, certainly is. Brendan, final question, and away from that, the Minister for Finance bringing forward a budget by a week. He's insisting the government want to go full term. How can it be read any other way, though, than we're going to have an election in November?
Yeah, that's when I saw that as well. That's kind of what I was thinking as well, Jerry, to be honest with you. I think it probably would be the best time to go to the country, actually, would be bringing the budget and then just go and have it done.
It wouldn't suit you, of course. You want it to go into next year, but aside from that.
Yeah. I think, look, the reality of it is everyone's going to be in election mode anyway. It'll have to be held by the middle of March. And, you know, I think when it's at that stage, you kind of start to lose a lot of the objectivity. And I think it might be just better for everyone to have it done with, rather than politicians being in election mode for 6 months and for there being all sorts of partisan carry on going on in relation to all sorts of important issues. So including this one, you know, how we're talking about the future of public service broadcasting. The elections can be a time where sometimes the logic goes out the window and people just get very entrenched in their positions. And so I think the shorter a campaign, the better, and let the work then be carried on, you know, outside of that. So I think, look, whether it is or isn't designed to facilitate election, I don't know. You would suspect that it is. It may well not be, and there may well be other good reasons for it. But my view at this stage is that the budget should be brought in, all of the work around that and the housekeeping that needs to be done with the finance bill, social welfare bill, all that should be done. And then it's an opportune time, I think, to go to the people and let the people have their say then in terms of what should be done for the next 5 years in the country.
Okay, Brendan, we'll leave it there. Thanks a million for talking to us about that on the programme. That's Deputy Brendan Griffin of Fine Gael talking to us about his work on the Media Committee and the Media Committee's recommendations. Quite a number of recommendations for how media is funded and invested in the future in this country. And his view that, yes, bring in a budget, get the legislation out of the way, and then go to the country before the end of the year.